The Mishnah says, someone who eats chumas chametz with Pesach v'shegig, so then he has to pay kerem v'chaymish. If he eats it b'mezid, he's potter mitashlumin, he doesn't have to pay, and even midmei etzim, he doesn't even have to pay how much it's worth for a sukkah. That's the Mishnah. And there's two pshatim in the Mishnah, like the Gemara says. Rashi brings down the pshat that l'fimida mishalim, the chametz is worthless, but there's halacham, that the shlumei chuma, someone who eats chuma b'shegig, and the din is he has to pay a davar a royally is kedish, if kerem v'chaymish, he has to pay the pay race, and it's a kapara for eating the chuma. He has to replace the chuma that he ate. So even though the chuma is worthless, it doesn't matter. L'fimida mishalim, you have to pay the amount that you ate. And that's why by Shegig you have to pay Kayim V'chaymish. By Mezid, there is no din of Teshlum Yechuma. You don't have to pay Davar Royal Yis Kaidish, you can pay money. You don't pay a Chaymish, it's just paying for the Gzela. And there is no Gzela because it's completely valueless. That is one Pshat in the Mishnah, and now we'll go with the Pshat of Lufimida Mishalim. Now there is a Pshat that even Teshlum Yechuma is Lufidamim Mishalim. You only have to pay the value. So how come you'd have to pay by Chametz, it has no value? You have to say the Mishnah goes like Gemesi Aglili, the chametz is mutter b'hanah, so it has a value. And how come by Mezid you don't have to pay? So then the Gemara says, because it goes like a mechunya ben akana, by Mezid is a din of kamay mid ramine. Those are the two pshatim in the Mishnah. So first, in the Sefer Chalkas Yayev, he has in the back, Kabba de Kashaisa, 103 shtark akashas, the guy in the Chalkas Yayev, guy in Pailam before the Mulchama. He wrote Kavod de Kashaisa, 103 Shtark Akasha. So it's the fifth one, Simon Hay in the Kavod de Kashaisa was on this Mishnah. And this Mishnah says you have to pay. He wants to know, every Kayin is Mevatel Chametz, every Yid. What do you do Erev Pesach? You say, Kol Chamir v'chamia, Labatav Levi Hafka Kafir Da'ara. So everyone's Mafkir all their Chametz. So if the Kayin was Mafkir the Truma, why would you have to pay him? The Mishnah says, Mishalim, you pay, meaning you have to pay the Kayin that owned the Truma. But he was mafkirit. He said, it's bittul. Now, if you eat Truma that doesn't belong to any Kayin, let's say you eat Truma that belongs to you. Let's say somebody's grandfather was a Kayin, his mother's father, and he died, and he had no sons, just a daughter, his mother, and the Truma ended up by him. So he owns Truma. So then, and he eats it b'shegig, so the halacha is he has to be mafresh kerem v'chaymish and it becomes truma, but he could keep it because it didn't belong to anyone. So even if the kayim was mafka the truma, he still would have to do teshlumi truma, but he wouldn't have to be mishalim, he wouldn't have to pay it. So the Chalkas Yayev says in the Kabbat HaKashayisa, if you hold like the Ran, that in the Zman of the Mishnah, there wasn't yet a takana of a beidik tzarek sheyivatel. So you could say the Kayin wasn't Mevatel. So mainly he still owned the Chametz. I think he means that the Kayin didn't even know about this Chametz. He didn't know anything about it. So mainly had no Chiv to destroy it. So if you wouldn't have eaten it after Pesach, it would be his. So okay. So Mamela, you'd have to pay him. It belongs to him. But according to Taisis, the Chiv was Bizman HaMishnah. So Mamela is a Chiv to Mevatel. He wouldn't be named to say he didn't do his Chiv. So Mela, why would you have to pay him? He was Mavatal as Chametz. As a effect, the Kavod of Kishayisa. So he's masking. One teretz is that it's going like the Ran, that, I mean, still Shrei Antaisis, but according to the Ran, the teretz is somebody was a Mavatal. So I saw in the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, he says, you could say that the Chametz became Chametz after he was Mavatal. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel is a little bit mashma that way, that it became chametz on Pesach, like we'll see, that it became chametz after it was mevatel. So in that case, the bittul didn't apply to this, because at the time of the bittul, it wasn't yet chametz. I saw in the Sefer Dvayakiv, Rav Galikot Sefer, that he says, the other Tiritzim you could say that we're talking about, not that the chametz belonged to a specific kayim, but it was Chumas Chametz, which he himself was mafresh. So he has to pay it to a kayim, to some kayim. It belongs to Shevet Kahuna. So Mimele, he'll have to be Meshalim it. If somebody doesn't own the Chuma, he was mafresh the Chuma, and then he forgot, he accidentally ate it, So the halacha is, he's mafresh a kayin v'chaymish and gives it to any kayin. So here also, but there'd be no bittul because there was no specific kayin that owns it. Or you could say that maybe the chametz belongs to a kayin that's a katan, and he's not mitzvah bal yirah, so he was never mevatel the chametz. Good. I'll go upon him. That's to answer the kavod the kashayis kasha. Then he asked the mevatel the chametz, so he said from Dvar Shmuel became chametz after the bittul, or the Dvar Yaakov, that no kayin owned it, it was belonged to the sheva kuna b'cholis, or belongs to a katan. Now, in the etzim shayla of the Gemara, lefi mida u lefi damim, that was the Gemara shayla, do we say you have to pay the value of the chametz, or do you have to pay the value of the chuma, I mean, that you ate, or do you have to pay the amount of chuma you ate? So like we said, if you want to say lefi mida mishalim, the Mishnah works very good, that if you ate the chuma's chametz of Pesach, even though it's valueless, we have to pay lefi mida. And by mezid, there's no din of tishlumei chuma, that's why you pater. If you say lefi damim mishalim, so then you're going to have to say the Mishnah goes like Rebbeisi Haglili, and Chometz is Mutter Bahana, and the safe is because of Chunyam and Akana that we say Kalmi Rabbinate, which we don't paskin like. Now the Rambam paskins Lefi Dam and Mishali, it's in Perek Yud at the end of Halacha Chavav, and that's why Hitaka paskins if you eat Shumas Chometz or Pesach, you don't pay, even Mishahigin, because it's valueless, and this Mishnah goes like Rebbeisi Haglili. So the Ravid says, why do you say that for? The Ravid in Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, why would you paskin lefi damim mishalim and be matcha the Mishnah is a Mishnah? And we have a way to learn the Mishnah. We can learn lefi mida mishalim. Wouldn't it be better to say lefi mida mishalim and then the Mishnah which dim mahalacha than saying lefi damim mishalim and be matcha a stam Mishnah from halacha? So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Gemara is mavur, that the machlokes lefi dam lefi mida is the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechon and Menui, also Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Elazar Chasma, and we normally pass Halacha Karbakiva Mechaverev, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also is Mishnah Sekav Venaki. So Mela, that's Deicha, I guess, the Inyan of Halacha Kestam Mishnah, and that's why the Rambam passes Lefi Damim. I saw in the Sefer Derech Amunah from Chaim Kanievsky, he says that the Reuben Malki Tzedek holds like the Rambam, the Reuben Malki Tzedek and the Mishnayis and Shumim Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, but he held that Rav Yishayim hold like the Ravid. He says Rashi and the Mishnah, if Rashi and the Mishnah explain the Mishnah like the man of Fimid, it sounds like Rashi held that way. And in Gittin, which we're going to read ice, the Rashba quoted Rashi saying, the Kaimalon of Fimid Mishalim. He brings other Rishainim, the Mi'imi, and Rabbeinu Yenison, and he brings from the Gayan, that all hold like the Ravid. The Rambam Paskin's Lefidam Mishalim, but he says, Kaimal Rishainim Paskin, Lefimid Mishalim. Now, when the Gemara has the Shaila, Lefi Damim Mishalim, Femi de Mishalim, the Gemara says the following. If originally the Chumu is worth 4 Zuz, and afterwards, when you're ready to pay, it's now only worth a Zuz, there is no Shaila, Devadei Kidim Ikar Mishalim. You're going to have to pay 4 Zuz. You're going to have to give more than the amount that you ate. You ate, let's say, a saw of chuma, which was originally worth 4 zuz. Now the saw is only worth a zuz. You're going to have to give 4 saw. Why? So anyway, you're going to have to give 4 zuz, because that's how much it was worth, b'shasek zela, and kol ha-gazlanim, mishal, m'kishasek zela. So Rashi says, he's Meirich, that even though you mechaper v'achilis chuma b'tashlumei midah, the kapara you're going to have, with only one saw, the saw that you ate. But miu mimainin de kayin uvlegarim isham mimainin de chulin shedyanim gay menekashasik zela. Rashi is pretty clear when the Gemara says that legarim migazon, the Gemara doesn't mean that all 4 saw would be tashlume chuma. The tashlume chuma is one saw, tashlume mida. But you'd have to pay the 4 zuz because that's how much the value was when you took it. And what's the difference if you ate chumo chul, like gari misharim amayne de chulin, that the dayanim are going to be gai v'kashas egzela? So Rabbi Kivega in the Gilin Hashah says, but there's a big nafkamina. Because if you say lefi damim mishalim, you have to pay the value, so then all 4 zuz, all 4 sum, are going to be tashlumei chuma. And that would mean that you'd have to, all of them would have to be payers, a royal liyas chuma. And the chayma should be on all 4. And also the chayma wouldn't be able to be meichel. Masha enkin, if you say lefi mida mishalim, so the mida is only one saw. You're going to have to pay another 3 zuz, but that you could pay with money. and you wouldn't have to give a chaimish in that three zuz. And also the chaim be'el to Michael. So why does the Gemara say there's no shayla if it's originally worth four zuz and then worth a zuz? There's no shayla, you're going to have to pay kimikara. Okay, of course you're going to have to pay four zuz, but there is a shayla. Is all four zuz teshlumei tshuma because the fidam mishalim, or is only one zuz teshlumei tshuma? As I think you'll be kivayeg and ibayim sarichiyin. So I saw the Rishash has an interesting teretz, which is called a gansi tachin, that the Gemara nevdan like this. The Gemara nevdan, if you paid the midah, avadi yaitse teshlumei tshuma. The shayla is just the other way. If I paid the dalim, is that good enough? If I gave the midah the tshuma, even though it wasn't the value, the Gemara nevdan avadi yaitse teshlumei tshuma. If I give the value, but not the midah, that's the Gemara shayla. So the Gemara really could have said the other way also, that if it was four and there's one, the Teshlumi Tshuva is only one. But the Gemara read ice that if I didn't have to give four, it's Gazlin. But everyone holds he only has to give four, it's Gazlin, and only one is Teshlumi Tshuva. As I state in Rishash. Ha'akobanim, that should be Kenei Gishaylam. Yeah, maybe B'daychik, he could stop saying, well, the Gemara meant was he'll have to pay four, but Einichnam will come at an Afkamina, but that's a Kenei Gishkasha. But the Chazaynish, it's in Arachayim Simakuf Chavdalad where he has a Harasim Seftis Psachim. So he goes, I'll say there Adaf. It's here on Daf Lamed Beis of an Aleph, Eis Aleph. He says that really you don't have to learn the Gemara this way. He's not Ma'ir that Rashi's Mefurish like Rabbi Kivega. But he says you don't have to learn the Gemara. Rabbi Kivega learned, and Ka'amr, I think Rashi also is Mefurish that way. And when the Gemara says that when it was originally worth four, and now it's worth the Zuz, there's no Shaila. Doesn't mean that all four would be teshlumei tshuma. It means kafi midu would be teshlumei tshuma one, but the rest you'd have to pay legorim michulin. You'd have to pay stam and teshlumei gzeila bialma. But you could learn the Gemara, no. You could learn the Gemara means that you have to give all four of it als teshlumei tshuma. What's the raya? The Gemara brings down the din of legorim migazla means that just like by gazla the din is that you have to pay the value of how much it was worth Meshasek Zela. Who would the Teshlumei Tshuma, even the Etzem Din of Teshlumei Tshuma, can't be less than what it was worth Meshasek Zela. And then it will be Miyoshev, Reb Kvegas, Kashi, Reb Shittas. The whole thing is Teshlumei Tshuma, even if you hold the Femid and Meshalim. And the Chazanish says that as I state Mefurish in Teiz and Gittin Afn and Dalet. What does it say in Teiz and Gittin Afn and Dalet? The Gemara there says like this. The Gemara is talking about if someone ate Tshuma Tahira and he paid back Chulin Tumein, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, B'shegig yiyaitse. And he ate Tshuma Tahira, he has mechuyiv to pay back Chulin Tahira. If he paid back Chulin Tumein, B'shegig yiyaitse. And Rashi says, even though it's not worth as much as what he ate, because of Fimidim Mishalim. So Taisus asks, here it's clear, even according to Man Yomla Fimidim Mishalim, it has to be at least worth is how much is worth at the time that he stole it. And since he ate Tshuma Tahira, it has to be at least worth the Tshuma Tahira that he ate. So Taisa says that you have to say when he paid back Chulim Tmeim, he paid back enough Chulim Tmeim that it was worth for firewood as much as the Tshuma Tahira that he ate. So he paid back much more Chulin Tmeyan than the Tshuma Tahira he ate, because the Tshuma Tahira he ate was Royal Achila, and this is only Royal Asaka, but he paid back enough that now the value of the Chulin Tmeyan that he paid back is worth the value of the Tshuma Tahira that he ate. So you see clearly in Taisus that all the Chulin Tmeyan that he pays are only Royal Asaka. They all become Tshuma. So even though you're paying more than Kafi Mida, he's going Man Dama Kafi Mida Mishal, you're paying more than Kafi Mida, but the entire shalius, the entire dumb of what he ate, all becomes the shlumei tshuma. You see, clarentesis, zak de chazanish, that the pshat in the Gemara is that the shlumei tshuma shabai can't be less than the value of what you ate. Now, l'chay Rashi is shver. What does Rashi mean? That if you hold the femidah mishalim and you ate tshuma tera and you paid mechul and tmei miyaisa because you paid back the right midah, but it wasn't the right value. So the stipler says Rashi is going l'shitase. He doesn't mention this l'shitase, but he says Rashi is going to get the kivega. L'chay Rashi says in Mefurish also. Rashi is going l'shitase that al teshlumei tshuma shabai. So all you have to do is the midah. You don't need the entire value. Effect the stipler, but l'chay you're anyway going to have to pay more. You're going to have to pay more al zela, but it would be teshlumei tshuma. So what does the Gemara mean? So the Kilas Yagav, the stipler, is nitchak to say that Rashi learned up the Gemara that the Truma didn't actually belong to a Kayin. It was Truma that he never gave to a Kayin. He doesn't have a Din Gzela in this Truma, and the Melan is no Chiyav Gzela. Only the Chiyav of the Shlumi Truma. He was Mafrish to Truma, Mazik Matnes Kuna, is Pater, because his Mam and Shein Lam Tevim, there's no specific Kayin it belongs to, and the Melan, that's why there is no Chiyav Gzela. But we're going to speak out from the Derech Amunah, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Lagabe another Kasha, the Chayim can answer the Kasha the same. Rashi just means he's Yaitza, the din of the Shlumi Truma. I, what about the din of Gzela? Taco pay back the whole thing. As I can't learn him more with the Pshitas. The stipler didn't learn that way, and the other Kasha also we're going to speak out. The stipler learned the Pshat is Yaitza, he doesn't have to pay anything else. But Lachari, you could say in a Chanami, he's Yaitza to Shlumi Truma, and I was Gzela, he'll Taco have to pay the rest of the Gzela. That's Lachari, another Teres to Rashi there. So again, Rashi and Taisus and Gidin Nafnandalin, Rashi says that if you eat chulin truma teira and you pay chulin tmeim, it works because if you meet the mishalim, Rashi is going l'shitasai that really the teshlumi truma shabai yetsu with the meet the mishalim is just now you're going to be either als gzeli you have to pay more. And Taisus is going l'shitasai, not like Rabbi Kivega, that the pshat is that the teshlumi truma itself is mechayim of the full value. So you have to say that you gave so much chulin tmeim that it equaled in value lahasaka to the price of the truma teira that you ate that was la'achila. I, according to Rashi, wanted you have to pay back the rest of it, not also shlumi chumas gzela. So Stipler says in Akimta that it was mam and shein lam teivim was truma was loy baliat kain. And we say from kain kiesk, and acham yidu. Rashi is going to the din of the shlumi chuma. Now, there's a shayla the Mishnah l'melech clares, tzinochas chumas per gir alacha yud ches. Let's see a hold if you dumb and mishalim. If you hold if you meet the mishalim, you ate a saw of truma, you have to pay back a saw of chulin. Let's see a hold if you dumb and mishalim. Now, it's known that the value of truma is considerably less than the value of the corresponding value of an equal amount of chulin. Because truma, you have to only a kayin can eat, and can only eat a betara. So truma is not really such a useful commodity. So chuma is not worth as much as I state a lot of times in Gemara. It says meicher b'dmei chuma, whatever the case is. So klayt the Mishnah l'melech has ashayla. You ate a saw of chuma. You have to pay that value. When you're paying chulin, do you have to pay the value of the chulin according to the value of the chuma? In other words, you ate a saw of chuma. A saw of chuma is not worth so much. A saw of chuma is worth, let's say it's worth $1. A sav chulin is worth $2. So maybe I only have to pay half a sav chulin, because that's the value of the chuma that I ate. I'm paying the chulin the value of the chuma that I ate. So Kumtai Sigamari says that the case, the shaila of lefidam and mishal fin mishalim, it originally was worth one, and afterwards it became worth four. Do you say I have to pay lefimidam, and it's worth four, or is it good enough I pay lefidamim, I pay the amount of that's now worth one? But he said, L'chayr, you can clear a shayla even if it didn't go up. Stam, if you ate chuma is always going to be worth less than the corresponding amount of chulin. Or maybe no. Maybe if you hold the fidam in mishalim, it means you have to pay the value as if it was chulin. He says, Zakti Mishalmal, he thinks it's a machlaik is the rash and the taste is yantiv, and the mishnayis of chuma's perik vav mishnah dalet. The Mishnah says like this, if someone steals chuma, he's ganav chuma, right? The ganav has to pay kefil, he didn't eat it. He has to pay kefil demei chuma. If he steals it and eats it, he pays two karens. One of them is the shlumi chuma, the other one is demei chuma. So what does it mean, he pays demei chuma? If he doesn't eat it, he pays demei chuma. If he does eat it, so one karen is karen, he has to pay peris, and the other karen is demei chuma. So the Rash says like this. The Rash says, Demei Chuma means it's not as expensive as chulin. And also he has to pay money, and he doesn't have to pay a davar royally as kodesh. In other words, Demei Chuma includes two kulais. One is, Demei Chuma means he doesn't have to pay the corresponding amount of chulin. He only has to pay the Demei Chuma, the value of Chuma, which is not as expensive as chulin. And also he only has to pay money, he doesn't have to pay payers. So, since the Rash says that when you don't eat it, He's teaching the Mishnah, you pay Dumei Truma, meaning not as expensive as Chulin. That sounds like when you do eat it, where the Mishnah says you don't pay Dumei Truma, that means you have to pay the value of Chulin. So it's not good enough to give the Chulin that's the value of the Truma, which Kumtais will be less than the Truma. You have to give the Chulin the value of how much had what you ate been Chulin, that's how much Chulin you have to give. That's what the Rash says. The Taisis Yantav there says, Karen Demei Truma, Taisis Yantav says like this, Lashin Rashi, it's in Bab Metzia, Kalei Memois, Kamaishin Mkeris Truma Vashuk. So the Rashi Benson, you couldn't really learn like the Rash, but he's teaching the Rashi not that way. He says, the Ilu Shivli Achuma Karen Vachemish to Mishalim and Achula Nami Beshiva Chuva Mishalim. And as he's saying like this, Demei Truma means money. But the Mishnah is not teaching you that you have to pay the value of Truma, because even when you eat it, all you have to pay is the value of Truma. That's what the Teis Yantav says, because he only ate the value of Truma. So you see, the Teis Yantav says, Demei Truma just means money as opposed to payris, and it doesn't mean the value of Truma. It's not the point, because anyway, all you have to do is pay the value of Truma. But the Rash that says, Demei Truma means She'ein Yikarin Kechulin, the lower value, that sounds clearly that only when you didn't eat it, you pay the lower value. When you ate it, you pay the value of chulin. So it's a machlekes, the Rash and the Taisis Yantif. If you hold the fidam and mishalom, does that mean you pay the chulin? I'll pay the value of what the chum is. That's the Taisis Yantif. So kubdes, you're paying considerably less than the amount that you ate, because chuma is worth less than chulin, and you ate chuma, and now you're paying chulin. Chulin is more expensive, and you're paying lefi damim. Or, like the Rash, no, even if you're paying lefi damim, you have to pay lefi damim as if it's chuma. So Rabbi Kivega asks, l'chayre, the Taisis Yantav is very shver, because if you're going to say such a kula, that if you hold lefi damim mishalim, you only have to pay the chulin that's worth the amount of chuma. So even if it didn't go up, why do I have to say a case of Mikara Shav Zuzu Basav Shav Arba? Even if it didn't go up at all. Lefidamim means you have to pay the amount that you ate. Lefidamim is always going to be less than the amount that you ate, even if the price never fluctuated. Hagufa, you ate Shuma, which is worth less. You're paying Chulam, which is worth more. So the Chayda Gemara is Mavur, like the Rash, that even if you hold Lefidamim Mishalim, you'll have to pay Ke'ilu, you ate Chulam. Now the Rashash, and who did the Chazanish? The Chazanish is what he said in Siman Kufkav Dalin. It's Aris HaMasechtes Pesachim, it's Anach Lamed Beis, and now over here it's Ois Dalin. They both say, Amari de Gezach, they say that the Emerson, they don't think the Rash and Teis Yantav are arguing. Because when the Teis Yantav says you only have to pay the amount of the Truma, well, don't forget, what you're paying is going to become Truma. So even though you're paying chulin, but the kohen's not receiving chulin, he's receiving truma. So it can't be that you ate, let's say, you ate a saw, since it's truma, the saw was only worth one zuz. And you're going to pay chulin, and chulin is worth two zuzin per saw. So Mela, you only want to pay a half a saw, which is worth one zuz. But one second, as soon as you give your half a saw, it turns into truma. And it turns into truma, so now it's only worth a half a zuz. So you didn't pay back the amount of what you ate. You didn't pay lefi damim. Yes, the chulin that you were going to pay with was worth the value of the truma, but once you paid it, it got devalued. It turned into truma. So really, the Rash and the Teis Yantav are saying the same things. They're just going from the other side of the coin. The Rash is saying that when you didn't eat it, you pay the worth of truma. When you did eat it, you pay as if it was chulin. And the Taisis Yantav says that you pay the worth of the Truma. But what does the Taisis Yantav mean, you pay the worth of the Truma? Not that the Chulin that you're paying is worth the Truma, because he's not getting that Chulin. When he gets it, it's Truma. It means that the Truma that it ends up with is going to be the worth of the Truma that you ate. You see, the Minchas Chinuch asked it for Akasha. The Minchas Chinuch has a whole arichas about this on this Mishnah Lamelech. It's in Siman Mitzvah Reish Pei Aleph. And he says, it's Pashat, he says, you can't say, there's no Havamina, that you could pay Chulin, which that Chulin has the value of the Truma that you ate, and therefore it's less in volume than the truma that you ate, because chulin is more expensive, because it becomes truma. So he never got that expensive thing. The only case we could clear the shaila is like the case, let's say Yisrael Yashin truma from Aviyim Kayin, so he doesn't have to pay. Then he doesn't have to pay back the kayin. So then you could clear that he gives the value of the chulin. That's good enough. But otherwise, Avadil have to give him the value where after it's truma, it's the value of the truma that he ate. As I tied it to Chazanish and the Rashash, and as I tied it to Milchus Chinuch. But the emphasis is that it's really telling him Achleikis Yushenim and that Gemara and Gittin Daf Nandalit, which we spoke at already, but here we're going to speak it out more by Arichus. The Gemara there says, if you eat truma tahira and you paid back chulin tameim, you yaitse b'di'evet if you did it b'shegig. And Rashi says, why? Because if we meet the Mishalim, it doesn't have to be the same value. And all the Rishayim tases and all the Rishayim ask on Rashi, what do you mean? Even if you're all, if we meet the Mishalim, it still has to be the same value. And this we already explained the Svaras of Machlekes, that Rashi holds that Agamar just means you have to add to it Al-Sashavas Zela. But Rashi, there's too many cases where there's no Ashavas Zela like the Stipler says, or like we said from Chaim Kanevsky, means Mulvad, but you have to pay for Ashavas Zela. Fine. But the Rishayim Abadin, the Rishayim hold, Taisus and the Rishayim hold, then no. That even if you hold if you meet the Mishalim, you also have to pay at least the value of what you ate. So what's pshat in the Gemara that when you ate Shuma Tzaira and you paid Chulin Tmeim, you yaitza? So Taisa says you paid so much Chulin Tmeim that it's worth lahasaka the value of the Shuma Tzaira that you ate. You're still now on a dual lechatchila and it doesn't work with Nezid because it's kafetz leizvini. But the pshat is at least you gave the full value. So Taisa is clear that the value of what you're paying back has to, after the kayin gets it, because that's when it's only valued lahasaka. Before the kayin got it, you could eat it, because it was chulin tmeim. After the kayin got it, that's when it's truma tmeim. But the value of the truma tmeim that he has, which is only valued lahasaka, has to be equal to the truma tmeim that you ate. Clearly, like the Achrayim, like the Minchas Chinuch, and the Rashash, and the Chazanish, that you can't just pay the chulin that's worth the amount of truma, because when you paid, it's worth truma. You have to pay something which, after you paid and it became truma, now it's worth what you ate. So if you give him chulin tmeim, the truma tmeya has to be worth. You have to give him enough chulin tmeim, but the truma tmeya that has to be worth the truma tmeya that you ate. That's thesis. But the other Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rajman, the Ridva, they all say that it's true that after you paid it, it's not worth what you ate. But the chulin tmeim that you paying before you paid it is worth what you ate. Chulin tmeim is worth the same as truma tmeim, maybe even more. So that's good enough. It doesn't have to be worth what you ate after you paid it. As long as it's worth what you ate before you paid it, it's good enough. So you see, Mefurish in the Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva, that this Tanai that the Gemara says, and they're learning it's a Tanai in Tishlumei Truma, that it has to be the value of what you, of the Truma that you ate, doesn't mean that what the Kain receives after it became Truma, it's still the value of what you ate. As long as what you're paying for you, the Chulin that you're paying, is the value of what you ate, even though what you ate is truma tmeim, and this is chulin tmeim, and it's going to be seriously devalued when you give it to him, because it'll be truma tmeim, which is only worth by a sukkah, it's still good enough. Mamish, not like the Minchas Chinuch and the Chazanish and the Rishash's Hanacha. But we have to understand pshat. What's pshat? Lamaisa, he didn't never receive the value of what was taken from him. You never will yate to the ding zela. So the stifler asks this kasha. So the stifler says, the stifler says that the din tashlumi truma is you have to replace with your chulin, the chulin you replace it with has to be the value of what you ate. It doesn't have to remain the value after you give it to the kain. Aye, what happened to Pashat Gzela? So he said, this is a klal. Just like you have the mashal by kaifer, you sure kill somebody, and you have to pay kaifer, And the Nuzuman the Amr in the Gemara, Kaifa means Demei Masik. You have to pay the value of the person who owns the shard, the Demei Masik. Aye, the Demei Nizik is more. But you yaitse with the Demei Masik. Well, let's say Shleishim Shel Eved. Your shard kills an Eved. You have to pay 30 Kesef. What if the Eved's worth more? No, you yaitse with 30 Kesef. So he says, when the Torah assigns a payment for Kapara or for Knas, the Torah means that that should be the only payment. And even if it's not really enough for the moment, but the Torah does not mechayiv you the moment. The Torah wants the payment just to be the kapar and the knas. That's what the stipple says in Yisayit. So Mela, since mitzad din tashlumei truma, the Rishayim hold, as long as you paying the value of the truma that you ate, the chulin that you're paying, has that value, even though he is not going to get that value, because when he gets it, it's going to be devalued, he eats an exhala that way. So kumtei slakert, the Rishayim are learning the opposite of Rashi. We were learning up in Rashi that when the Gemara says the kuli alma, if it was originally worth four and then worth one, the kuli alma, you have to pay four. Because legara migazlin, the Rashi means that by the mitzvah that the shlumei truma is good enough one. But what about gzela? Even if you yaitzit the shlumei truma, you still have to pay more on gzela. The other Rishayim hold no. If you yaitzit the shlumei truma, you don't have to pay more on gzela. So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means the Shlumei Chum is Legarim the Gazlan. The Shlumei Chum, it's not Mestam, the Torah would say that you can get away with less than the value of what you ate. But like the Rishayim say, as long as you will mafresh the value of what you ate, even though when it gets to the Kayin it's less, that's good enough. But like we said from Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Hamunah, he says, Amo Pashe the Teretz. He says, Ein Echinami. The Rishayim are only discussing the Shlumei Chum. Teshlumei chumi yesev, the value of what you ate, even though when it gets to the kayin, it's not going to have that value. And ain't a chinami. You're going to have to taka pay him while it's gzela. But that's a different halacha. The Gemara then means yesev teshlumei chuma. The gzela, you'll taka have to pay him more. But al kopanim, however you answer it, the Rishayim on mefurish, Taisus is taka mefurish, like the achrenim, that the value of what you're paying has to be the value of what you ate, even after the kayin got it. But the Rishayim Amavur, no. The value of what you're paying, as long as it's the value of what you ate before, that's also good enough. And that's the tzad that the Mishnah Lamelech brings from the Taisus Yamtif, that you only have to pay the chulin that's worth the amount of chuma you ate. Even though, once it becomes chuma, it will get devalued, but since at the time that you mafresh the chulin for you, it's worth the chuma you ate, that's good enough to mekayim the din of the shlumei chuma.